Wow, this sculpture in the middle is something else.
Yes, I agree. It's marvelous. But it's not a sculpture. It's a toy. A doll made of ivory that was found inside the tomb of another little girl buried at the necropolis, surely her favorite toy. This girl's tomb also contained the remains of her dress, but there was nothing to indicate her name. We know she was 5 or 6 years old, and that she was almost certainly not a Christian, because the Christians did not observe the custom of placing offerings in the tombs. These display cases show some of the objects that were found in the tombs at the necropolis. However, of the more than 2,000 tombs discovered, only a dozen contained grave goods of some kind.
And what about the burial itself? What was that like?
Very good question. On the screen, you can see a recreation of a funeral. Obviously, everything started when someone died. First of all, to make sure they had died, their name was called out 3 times.
If you were in a deep sleep, they'd bury you alive.
Come on, don't distract me. Then the body would be prepared. It was washed, perfumed, clothed, and placed somewhere noticeable in the house for the vigil. Meanwhile, Christian psalms and prayers would be sung, or pagan ones, depending on the deceased beliefs. The body would also be given a crown of flowers. When all of this, we could call it the domestic part, had been performed, the body would be taken in procession, accompanied by family and friends, to the place for burial. To start with, the Romans preferred to do this at night with torches, but around the 4th century, the ceremony started to be performed in daylight. Upon arrival, the family would give the deceased a kiss, put the body inside the tomb filled with flowers and aromatic herbs, and they would cover everything with quicklime to accelerate the decomposition. Finally, it was only necessary to close and cover the tomb, identify it, and above all, hold the funeral banquet nearby. So the funeral ended with eating and drinking in honor of the deceased. Come, let's continue with the audio guide. Go over to the mosaic in the middle of the hall and listen to track 8.